This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 29th, 2023. ARRL is proud to partner with HAMSI to help promote participation in the Solar Eclipse QSO Party, known as SEQP. The SEQPs are a series of global experiments, and you can be a part of them. Solar eclipses will pass across the continental United States on October 14, 2023, and on April 8, 2024. And during these celestial events, you can join thousands of fellow amateurs as part of the largest crowdsourced event for ham radio scientific exploration. The SEQP is part of the Festivals of Eclipse Ionospheric Science and is for learning more about how the ionosphere works. All radio amateurs need to do to operate is use any mode on any band for all or part of the day and upload their logs. Participation can be from anywhere. You don't need to be near the path of the eclipse to contribute valuable data. You don't even have to be a licensed ham to participate in the experiment, but you do only if you need to transmit. Or you can just get on the air and help out provide data to better understand the ionosphere. The first SEQP is on Saturday, October 14th, 2023, from 1200 to 2200 UTC, and participants may use any band or mode except the WRAC bands. Researchers will take the submitted logs and work to derive meaningful observations from that data. ARRL members can find out more about the SEQP by reading the Solar Eclipse QSO Party, a fun way to support radio science, in the September-October 2023 issue of On the Air magazine. The On the Air podcast will feature the article's author, Gary Meaton, AF8A, talking about the event, and that episode will go live on October 12th. All of the contest rules and more information about SEQP can be found at ARRL.org. There's an opportunity for STEM education via amateur radio that will put students in contact with astronauts. The amateur radio on the International Space Station, known as ARIS, is seeking formal and informal education institutions and organizations working individually or together to host an amateur radio contact with a crew member aboard the International Space Station. ARIS anticipates that the contacts will be held between July 1st and December 31st, 2024. Crew scheduling and ISS orbits will determine the exact contact dates. To maximize these radio contact opportunities, ARIS is looking for organizations that will draw large numbers of participants and integrate the contact into a well-developed education plan. The voice-only radio contacts are approximately 10 minutes long and allow students to interact with the astronauts through a question-and-answer session. Students will also have an opportunity to learn about satellite communication, wireless technology, and radio science. The deadline to submit a proposal is November 10, 2023. Proposal information and more details such as expectations, proposal guidelines, and the proposal form can be found at www.aris.org. ARIS is a cooperative venture of the International Amateur Radio Societies and the space agencies that support ISS. In the U.S., participating organizations include NASA's Space Communications and Navigation Program, that's SCAN, the ISS National Laboratory, Space Station Explorers, ARRL, and AMSAT. Additional information is available at ariss.org. The 2023 Amplitude Modulation International, AMI Jamboree, will be held over the Thanksgiving weekend this year, starting at dusk on November 24th and ending at dawn on November 27th. AMI Executive Director John McGarth, N9AMI, said the Jamboree is not a contest, but rather an AM-only operating event. Everyone is welcome to participate, and there is a certificate available for those who contact 25 stations and submit a log, said McGarth. Each class winner will receive a certificate, and a short biography will be posted on the AMI website. While the age of the equipment doesn't matter, there must be an AM mode selection on the radio, he added. And according to the club's history, AMI was formed in 1993. The name was taken from a West Coast amateur radio club that was no longer in operation. AMI is now dedicated to the enjoyment, promotion, and preservation of AM. And while the FCC has reduced the peak envelope power measurement for AM, they also issued a statement in support of continuing the mode's important place in amateur radio. For more information, including the frequencies, those are available on the AMI website. The Intrepid DX Group has announced their fourth annual Youth Dream Rig Essay Contest. The Intrepid DX Group is a U.S.-based nonprofit organization that promotes amateur radio activities around the world. The Youth Dream Rig Essay Contest is designed to gather the views and ideas of young people involved in amateur radio. Contestants must be USA or Canadian amateur radio licensed holders who are 19 years old or younger, must reside in the U.S., U.S. territories, or Canada, and they must submit a two-page essay explaining what attracted them to amateur radio. All entries must be a plain text document, PDF, or Microsoft Word document, and submitted by November 30th, 2023. Those who have previously submitted an essay may compete in this year's contest, as long as all criteria is met. The contest winner will be announced on the group's website and Facebook page on December 15, 2023, and that winner must agree to provide a photo with their prize. For a complete list of rules and prizes and how to enter, visit intrepiddx.com/news. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The AMSAT Symposium is weeks away. October 20th and 21st. Bob Twiggs, KE6QMD, who is considered the father of the CubeSat form factor, will be the keynote speaker at the banquet. Bob is a retired professor of astronautics and space science at Morehead State University. He and Jordi Puigsari of California Polytechnic State University co-invented the CubeSat reference design for miniaturized satellites, which ultimately became an industry standard. Joining Bob will be Nick Pugh, K5QXJ, who is credited with establishing the first microwave loop in the Gulf of Mexico. This was done only 2 years after his graduation from University of Southwestern Louisiana, now known as the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. If you have not made your reservations for the banquet, this will be a great one to attend. You do not have to register for the conference to attend the banquet. Separate tickets are available at amsat.org. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Bruce, for that report. Some important announcements and reminders. On Wednesday, October 4th, 2023, the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Emergency Management Agency will jointly conduct a nationwide test of the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System, known as IPAWS. The test is being conducted to make sure the Emergency Alert System, EAS, and the Wireless Emergency Alerts, WEAs, are working properly. That test will begin approximately 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time and will split into two sections. The first alert will test the WEAs, and the second test will be the EAS. Your cell phone network-based mobile devices will alert you at the time. And the ARRL Simulated Emergency Test, SEC, is scheduled for October 7th and 8th, 2023. The SET is ARRL's annual national emergency exercise designed to assess the skills and preparedness of amateur radio emergency service, air raids volunteers, as well as those affiliated with other organizations involved in emergency and disaster responses. The set is open to all radio amateurs and partner organizations, in addition to national, state, and local officials. To get involved, contact your local ARRL Emergency Coordinator or NET Manager. Set guidelines and report forms can be found at ARRL Simulated Emergency Test Set Guidelines. And save the date for the upcoming Jamboree on the Air. That's JOTA, October 20th through the 23rd, 2023. Jamboree on the Air provides the opportunity for millions of scouts around the world to meet on the air via amateur radio. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues, and you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including September 27th through October 3rd, North Carolina, W1AW/4, Connecticut, W1AW/1, and Nevada, W1AW/7. Then October 4th through the 10th, New Mexico, W1AW/5, Alaska, W1AW/KL7, and Washington, D.C., W1AW/3. Some upcoming contests to be aware of. On September 28th, the RSGB 80-meter Autumn Series, that's digital. September 30th through October 1st, the UK EIDX contest, single sideband phone. And September 30th through October 1st as well, the AWA Amplitude Modulation QSO party, that's phone. October 1st, a couple of opportunities, the UBAON contest, single sideband and phone there. And the Peanut Power QRP Sprint, that's CW and phone. October 2nd, the RSGB 80-meter Autumn Series, CW. On October 3rd, the ARS Spartan Sprint, that's CW. And on October 4th, the 432 MHz Fall Sprint, CW phone and digital. And remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. And upcoming section and state division conventions on October 6th through the 7th, it's the Slidell EOC HamFest, sponsoring the ARRL Louisiana State Convention. That's in Slidell, Louisiana. October 7th, the Wichita Area and Kansas State HamFest, sponsoring the ARRL Kansas State Convention in Wichita, Kansas. And on October 7th, the 71st Rock Hill HamFest, sponsoring the ARRL South Carolina Section Convention. That's in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And finally this week, thanks to the Temple Amateur Radio Club in Temple, Texas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.